my name is Denise. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. This was selected at random and we will not collect any identified information about you. Your responses will be used to support the efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30, 49, 50, 64, or over 65?
The third one.
Thank you. Next, can you please go ahead and let me know? I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think things in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Know that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. First, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Once or twice? Once or twice a year? Once a month? Twice a month? Or once a week? Or daily?
Probably once a year, bunch of pussies.
Thank you. Next. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate in any form, hash or hash oil? Never, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a year.
Thank you. Next. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never. Once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a week.
Thank you. And next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you do not agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask you for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. First, most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I would say disagree.
Thank you. Next, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Thank you. Next, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Well, of course.
Thank you. Next, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Thank you. Next, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I agree.
Thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
No, it's not a good thing.
Thank you. Next, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Thank you. Next, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance to Minnesota law.
I agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I agree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance to Minnesota law.
Why are you asking the same questions four times?
It's not the same question. One is about alcohol, one is about e-cigarettes, one is about vaping, and one is about marijuana. I'm sorry.
I know, but you're asking them four times. You just changed the words around a little bit.
It's the same question. The ending is different, sir.
How is it different?
Okay, thank you so much for your time then. I see you don't want to keep participating. Have a great night.